boom, 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 boom. We're about to deliver you all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy.
But what about dinner?
Say hello to HelloFresh meal kits delivered to your door with quick and easy recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients.
You'll be serving up something delicious in no time.
HelloFresh, inspiration delivered.
For your Friday, for your Tuesday afternoon even. Getting way ahead of myself there.
Sorry,
we didn't know the show was starting.
No.
It's not like it's the same time every day or anything anyway.
You were telling me about your weekend.
Yeah, I was.
You went to Zoo Twilight.
I saw Mavis Staples, an old gospel singer. Nah, that's right in my...
Is it?
Yeah, I go to the Zoo Twilight every year.
Do you?
Yeah, because they've always got... It started with Lupe Fiasco years ago. They've always got awesome people. I saw Briggs there last year.
Okay, yeah. Good. Take it back. Sounds awesome. More awesome than my morning.
Oh,
I'm outraged. I'm fuming. I'm a week late on this, but I'm very annoyed about the toilet paper situation.
I know, you are very late on this, but why are you annoyed now?
Because last week I wasn't one of those stupid people that rushed to the supermarket and bought 50,000 rolls. I was like, no, I'm going to be calm.
One of those even stupider people that waited a week and are now shocked.
I am. I'm so dumb. I waited a week and now genuinely there is nothing. Mm. Now, I know that, but I thought they would have restocked by now. So I popped up to the shop because we're getting low.
I think this is great.
And there was nothing there. And I thought, it's fine, I'll buy some flushable wipes, right? But the flushable wipes packets are quite small, so I bought a couple of them,
and
right?
And you've got a famously great metabolism and poo a lot.
Exactly. Family of fast metabolisms we have.
Really?
So I got to the counter, went to put through my two small packs of flushable wipes. They've now put a limit on how many you can buy. I could only buy one pack of flushable wipes.
This is great because I've always wanted to get to this.
Brekkie.
I've always wanted to get to this. 13, 10, 60.
No, we're not doing
it. Want to wipe Carrie's bum? you'll have to bring your own wipes, but I think this is a great way to get around it, mate. We've got a nation's ears at our beck and call.
You know, it was so sweet. There was a lady in front of me at the very front of the line who was upset because she couldn't get toilet paper. And she goes, and there was no tissues. And the lady next to her said, I've got two boxes. You can have one of mine. I thought, see, it's dividing, but it's also bringing people together, coronavirus.
Did she give you something?
No.
No.
But so you can't flush the toilet, the tissues.
Can't
the
you?
Toilet. Apparently not.
Really?
That's why there's flushable
mate, wine. We're at the stage where people are flushing hand towels. Nobody cares. Really? We're all going to die.
No, things are being cancelled. It's getting hectic. Today's been the turning point, I think, and I need to tell you why later on. Some of the greatest plans are being cancelled.
Some of the greatest plans.
No, I've got a friend who has the greatest thing they've been looking forward to for 3 years has been cancelled. They've just found out today and they are devastated.
Well, I'm certainly going to be staying tuned. But up next, because we've got a little thing or a big thing about you that we've all noticed for a long time, but it's finally been brought to your attention. And it's been on the edge of just everybody's lips. Not lips. Feet. We'll talk about that next.
Yeah.
It's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Tuesday afternoon.
Lots of people want to wipe my bum. Did you notice the calls?
Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Are we going to talk about the biggest thing in the room?
It really is the elephant in the room, isn't it?
Well, I think I see now why you've brought this up.
Do you know the interesting thing about this, I should say, is I had a hang-up about this for many years, and I mean this quite genuinely. I'd overcome it, and I was feeling quite confident, quite foot confident.
Oh, son, now, don't get sucked in by this sob story.
And now it's set me back.
You know how you were a dancer?
Mm.
Did you find that your balance was better than everybody else?
I was very good at point.
Yes, I could imagine.
In fact, I could have been up so high, you would have been.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm impressed.
Because it's right up on her toes.
That's really good. Do you get altitude sickness from being up that high? If you don't know what we're talking about, Biggs posted a picture of her on the beach, I'm assuming over at Rotto.
Yeah, in Perth.
Yeah. And
good friend's 40th.
It's just a nice shot. It's just you with your feet out and
amongst some seaweed. Yeah, I love the beach.
Some seaweed.
You know, I love the beach.
Yes.
I love the feel of the sand in my toes. Maybe that's why I love it so much.
Because you've got such a surface area to play with. You need a dune for each foot. And
we're talking about my big toes.
Well, I've realised now why you've brought this up.
Why?
Because there's no comments that just say your toes are gross. Have a listen, Jessie. Have a listen to the humble brag that Biggs has bought us. She's bought these comments herself and said, guys, have a look how awful these comments are about my toes. Have a listen to this, Jess. Man, your toes are huge, but you're still beautiful. Okay. Oh, that's outrageous, because I can't believe you're putting up with these little trolling online. Hang on, have a look at this one. Your toes are huge, question mark, so they're not even sure. But your arms are so skinny, exclamation mark. Great photos, though. Love the project. Man, I don't know how you put up with such
that's very tough.
Of, isn't that savage criticism
I
online?
I looked at my toes after I saw those comments, and I was surprised that in all of that picture, that's what you look at first. But then when I looked back at the picture, I realised they really do draw photos.
Yeah, it's half the photo.
I do have very big toes.
You tried to hide under the desk?
I think it's because I painted them with a dark colour as well. It's really accentuated them.
No, it's because you used a bucket of paint on each toe now. you know how the other day you tried to hide under the desk? All I could see were toes. I just saw two toes sticking out, and I thought...
I think I've got... I think because they're so big, it's giving me... what are those things called, Son?
Huge
you know
toes.
What, no, what are those things called?
A bunion?
Bunions.
A
I think I'm getting bunions now because it's so stressful for my feet. We've got a comment here
about your bunions as well. Carrie, are they bunions? Question mark. You're so cute. Lol. Love everything you do. Ruffle. What do you want to know?
Nothing. I don't know. You're just, what are we, what,
well,
nothing.
Well, I was going to do 131060, what have you got, you freak?
We could do that.
Is that fun?
Yeah.
Because I think differences like this should be celebrated despite my teasing.
My friend's got a massive, massive hole in his chest. Huge hole between two boobs.
Yeah.
Because he had what started as a pimple turned into a cyst. He didn't know. It just looked like a tiny little blackhead, and then it grew into this enormous lump, and he went to try and squeeze it, couldn't get it out, had to get it cut out, and now he has this huge lump between both boobs.
Wow. See?
What have you got, you freak?
What have you got, you freak? And again, I love it. I've got, actually, no, I've got big scars down both arms. It's
They're
great.
Tats, mate.
Hey? No, this tat was the cover of this scar on this arm.
Oh, was it?
This was from when I snapped my arm and my bone came out of my arm.
Oh.
I know. See, it's fun. And I had metal plates for years. So anyway, what have you got, you freak? Yep. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What have you got, you freak? Yep. Celebrating our differences.
My freaky toes.
Yeah. You got real long toes and you can stand right up on the tips of them and tower over the rest of
us. Who needs point shoes when you've got toes like this?
It's true. You got them out on the beach over in Rotto and people thought, are they two walruses on the loose? No. They were Carrie Bickmore's toes. Zoe, what have you got, you freak?
Well, I'm actually a bit of a freak. I reckon I was dropped as a kid. I've actually got this massive bone at the front of my rib sticking out.
I've
had x-rays and everything, and they say it's completely in line, but it's this massive lump on my chest.
So with your x-rays, can they see the lump that you're talking about?
No, completely in line and everything. But you can, like, the doctors physically see it, touch it, everything. They just can't understand what or how that actually happened.
Wow.
So do other people, like, has strangers ever come up to you and said, oi, what's sticking out of your chest? You probably don't say that these days, do you?
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit, not really.
Yeah, no, it's probably not something you're heard. I caught myself.
It's awesome.
Good on you. Thanks,
what
Zoe.
What makes you, Zoe? Emma, what have you got, you freak?
A really, really long tongue.
Awesome. Are you like Gene Simmons from Kiss, or is it?
Yes. Yeah. Surprisingly.
What are the benefits of having a long tongue?
There's not many actually, but I can eat more food.
Yes, ice creams would be good.
Yes, definitely.
Yep. Would you?
Do you find that you have to roll it up to fit it in your mouth?
Yes.
Is it too long sometimes, Em?
Yes.
Do you reckon if you had to, you could lick one of Carrie's whole toes?
Probably, yeah.
I regret asking that. Now I'm picturing it's like an anaconda around a Twinkie.
Emma, when did you first realise you had such a long tongue?
When I was a kid. I could always lick my nose, but then I realised that it goes past my chin. So...
What? Wow, as you can hear, we're fine.
I'm giving it a go.
Gosh, you can't even get yours.
I'm
you can only
tied.
Get yours a little bit down past
I'm tongue-tied.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't they cut it when you were a kid?
It was touch and go whether to cut it and they didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
What has that impacted in your life?
Just means I'm a bit slurry.
Is that right?
Yeah. That or I've been drinking. Let's go to Michelle.
I thought it was the wine pre-show.
G'day, Michelle.
Hello.
What have you got, you freak?
I am actually back to front, so my heart is on the right, appendix is on the left. All my organs are completely reversed.
Oh, awesome! What does that what does that mean, Michelle? In terms of I know what it means, but what does it mean in terms of your life? Are there any difficulties or complications?
No complications. If the cardiac and the other abdominal organs are both reversed. There's no complications. Sometimes it's just a cardiac area that can be reversed, and of course that causes complications, but I function just like anybody else, just back to front.
Wow. And so are you right-handed or left-handed?
I was left-handed as a child, but they made me use my right, so I'm a little bit ambidextrous.
Wow.
I love it, Michelle. That's great. And just before we go...
No,
we take
no,
we're Billy?
Not going to take Billy.
Down.
No, do what's, not take Billy.
What's girth?
Stop it. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy
Little. Thanks to HelloFresh this week.
I'm having a halloumi burger tonight with caramelised onion.
This is the thing. Mm. It's not. I grew up and we just had
meat and three veg. No, not with HelloFresh, mate.
No, you get puccini mushrooms, truffle oil, capers.
Prosciutto and prawn.
Prosciutto! One of the funnest words to say because, hey, what are we talking about next? Because I know it's got you fired up.
Well, it has. Coronavirus.
Mm. Yeah.
It is cancelling things. In the last hour and a half, we've had news of two things being cancelled. More is to come. We need to talk about it. I think we've hit a pivotal day. Pivotable?
It's a pivotal day. It's cancelled because speech. Hopefully it'll cancel our show with your day off.
In the coronavirus journey.
It's pivotable.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. All right.
Uh-oh.
I know we've talked about coronavirus a lot.
What is coronavirus? Imagine if you still got someone that said that.
COVID-19.
That'd be so nice. COVID-19. Wouldn't it be so nice to not have heard about it at this point? Sorry, coronavirus? Okay, my ears are open. Yes.
So, news this afternoon coming through reports that Coachella is going to be moved. So it's no longer going to be in the next few weeks. It was going to be early April, I think, or mid-April. It's going to be moved to October because of coronavirus. Then came news that Miley Cyrus is cancelling her show in Australia on Friday, her Fyre fundraiser, because of concerns about corona. She said that she, due to the recommendations of local, state, federal and international government authorities, we need to reduce the potential health risks in response to coronavirus. And she said she's very disappointed, but she has to do what is right to protect the health and safety of her band and crew, so she will not be travelling.
I don't think that's fair, but anyway.
What do you mean it's not fair?
Well, heaps of other superstars are travelling.
Well, Russell Brand cancelled his shows yesterday. Apparently he was over in Perth and someone at one of his shows came down with coronavirus and he was like, I don't want to risk it again, so he's cancelled shows.
Tickets to my national tour are still available, and laughter is the best medicine.
I'm understanding why you didn't want to do this.
Yep, I think we don't need to be scared, guys. We do need to laugh, certainly in these times. TommyLittle.com.au.
You always hate the question I ask at the end of every interview, how important is laughter
in times of tragedy. But this is not a time of tragedy. It's a time to get together with our fellow Australians and have a laugh.
Italy. Italy is now, the entire country is in lockdown. So unless you need to go out for any emergency reason, you're being told to stay at home. I spoke to a friend whose sister lives over there. Yep. She said no one's going for dinners anymore. Nowhere where there's gatherings of people. She said people will duck down. The place where people are most is the supermarket, because obviously they still
need. So you still can leave.
Yeah, they just don't want you to unless you have to.
So there's not army rolling through the streets.
Well, they wouldn't have enough to have someone outside every door, no.
No, but I mean, even in a proper lockdown, because I had this argument with Waleed, because I said, you're not keeping me in my house. I said, if there was lockdown, and he goes, mate, in a real lockdown, the army go through the streets.
Okay, well, that's not what's happening here. But there is riots outside prisons because people are trying to get in to see their loved ones. They're not allowed.
Oh, so heaps of people are out and about.
No, they're not out and about, as in they're going for long lunches at the wineries.
Yes,
But the point is, imagine if that happened here. Here we've got schools being shut down.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking before, Eli. Eli, what is corona ruined for you?
Oh, guys, don't get me started.
No, we need to. We need to fill the break.
My sister was off to Egypt and Italy today.
Yeah.
And I was going to finally have someone on the ground in Africa to catch me some exclusive Pokemon.
And what's happened?
Well, she had to cancel the flights.
So she
was going to catch the Pokemon for you.
Yeah, remember how I went to New Zealand in January to catch Pokemon?
Man-child. Yeah, so, you're still catching Pokemon.
So there are some regional Pokemon that are in Africa. Mm-hmm. Tropius, Corsola.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we know them.
Yeah.
But does it count if she's catching them for you?
Yeah, 100%. So I would have given her my login. I downloaded the app on her phone, taught her how to play, how to catch.
The poor woman.
Are there any... Yeah, it's worse than coronavirus, isn't it? Are there any... Because they can update, like, Pokemon and stuff. Are any of the Pokemon coming down with coronavirus?
Oh. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay,
I hope not.
That'd be fun.
Gosh, now it's getting too serious.
What do you want to know, Biggers?
I just want to know, it's everything's being cancelled. Coronavirus is causing havoc. People are quarantined that don't even have it, but as a precaution, they can't go to work. Parents having to stay home, look after their kids. They can't go to work.
Kids are home awesome when getting the day off school.
I've done a little intro for you.
Oh, God.
Damn Corona.
Come, a little pretty one.
Damn pretty Corona. One. Oh, that's good.
Instead of my Sharona. Yeah. I thought there was more to it, to be honest. I didn't listen to it before, but that's what it got. That's my fault. No one else.
So now has coronavirus ruined this radio show? <No. for evening? laughs>
I want to know what it's ruined. Yep. How's it changing your life, coronavirus? 131060, call us.
And if you want comedy tickets, tommylittle.com.au.
Still available.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's Sheeran, Camilla Cabello. That is south of the border, right across the country. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
How do you say that, bro?
Camilla Cabello?
Camilla Cabello?
Oh.
Camilla.
Camilla.
She sounds like a good singer, though.
Camilla Cabello.
Yeah.
The silent L backwards. That's all right.
I love it.
Corona's shutting things down.
Oh, it's ruining Jessie's speech.
My mum's cancelled her holiday to Italy. Italy is in complete the
Jenny's
entire...
Jenny's not going to Italy?
No, she was going on a cooking tour, so obviously handling food's not good. But the whole of Italy, the whole country is now in lockdown. Mm-hmm. Reports Coachella's going to be moved to October. I've got a friend going, and because of flights and accommodation not being covered by pandemics, they probably won't be able to get a refund. Miley's not coming out anymore.
Never insure anything.
No. Eli's sister can't go catch him a rare Pokemon in Africa.
What did he want? A Brontosaurus. What was it?
A Brontosaurus.
A Tropius. Gosh.
Stella, what's Corona ruin for you?
Well, so we moved to Hong Kong and what happened was it was all good and then with the coronavirus started, so our school has been closed, so we had to come back here to our old school in Melbourne.
Yeah.
I'm staying at our nan's. And our dad's still there working, so we can never see him.
Oh, no, Stella.
Stella, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Have you told your parents that schooling is not that important and it doesn't matter if you take a few weeks off?
Yeah.
I feel like we should be chatting to Mum. What's Mum think about all this?
Well, Mum think it's really stressful and,
really stressful.
Can you ask your mum, is it nice to have some time away from her partner?
Stop it.
Is it, Mum?
No.
No, sorry, okay. I thought it was worth a check, Stella's mum. Let's go to Beck. Beck, what has Corona ruined?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, living the dream. Corona free.
What's happening, Beck?
Yes, it's Beck. We had trips to go on a family holiday to the north of Italy and have had to cancel it.
And what about you in terms of coverage from insurance? Will you get any money back?
Luckily, we're on the cusp of deciding to book or not, and we haven't gone that far yet. But
has this ruined a trip that you hadn't booked, Beck?
Well, yes, but we have family in the north of Italy as well.
Okay.
What are they saying? Hey, Beck, what are they saying now that the entire country's been shut down? What are they doing?
They're saying that it's a little bit scary. But they're all safe and healthy and, we're lucky that they're all healthy.
Great, Beck. Thank you. Katie, what's Corona ruin for you?
Hey, Katie.
Hi.
I was supposed to be going to Disneyland in June in Japan.
Hang on, Katie. Had you booked the trip?
Yeah,
I booked the trip. Thank God.
Yeah.
No, not thank God. What happens now?
No, sorry. I just meant at least you're a suitable caller for the segment.
What happens now? What are you doing?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to get my money back, but it's all a bit up in the air. But I'm just devo that I'm not going to Disneyland.
The happiest place. Yes.
It's sad. But the more important thing is that, Tommy, my friend and I are coming to your show and she is beside herself thinking that you're going to cancel, so please do not.
No.
He won't.
As I've mentioned,
even
shows
if
are
there
on.
Is a national, like...
Shows are on. Even if we're all turning up in hazmat suits, shows are on. After parties are on.
Maybe that you could then turn it into you could be the place everyone quarantines at.
That's
just
great.
24-hour day. They just all hang at your show.
Comedy teen. That's not bad. TommyLittle.com.au, tickets available.
Lauren, what's coronavirus ruined for you so far?
I've been impacted by the coronavirus because I have to move house. I'm currently in a rental property and my landlord's parents live in Wuhan and they want to get out of there and live in the house that I'm currently in.
Well, I mean, there's nothing that'll make you move out quicker than, hey, some guys from Wuhan are coming over.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Guys, I know what you're thinking. Do we have to keep doing this radio show? Or, Tommy, have you got an idea that's going to make us millions and so we don't have to turn up and work tomorrow?
Are you talking to us or the people?
Anyone who wants to invest. Jesse.
Carrie and Tommy's genius or idiot.
All right. Bickers, you're a fresh young mind and you want to learn new things in this world. So you walk
don't
into a
look
cafe.
At me.
You walk, go with me on this.
Okay. Oh, it's nice being a fresh young
yes.
mind.
And so you walk into a cafe.
Yep.
And
a cafe.
And I am sorry, when I get excited, I get silly. And when I'm standing there, but it's not me, it's a waiter. And I say, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bienvenue au français à la fée.
Ah?
On ne parle qu'en français.
Sorry.
Pour vous aider à apprendre la langue.
I might just have to go get someone that speaks French. Mm.
Or maybe you're there because you would like to speak French.
What?
They're called lafés, guys. Instead of cafés, they're called lafés. And they are language-based cafes. So if you're trying to learn a language but you're sick of waiting till your hour a day with your an hour a week with your tutor class or you're reading out of a book, you can in your own time go and rock up, and if you're learning French, you get a waiter that goes bonjour, bienvenue au français, la fée. And you go,
so the whole thing is in French.
The next sentence I said to you was we only speak French. And so then you've got to battle through. And
I worry this is going to end badly. It's like, so Ollie
because
was at school.
Because the English language will disappear.
Because Ollie was at school, right, and his French teacher took this approach where they would only speak French in the class.
Yes,
only
the
because
best
they didn't speak very good French yet.
Yes.
They couldn't understand the things they were being asked to do. So Ollie hadn't finished his homework because he didn't realise he had homework to do. And then he got grounded and told he had to come back for lunchtime detention, only he doesn't speak French, so he didn't know he had to come back for lunchtime detention. See, this is the thing. You could end up with smashed avo when you wanted pancakes.
Yeah, but that's how you learn. I think everyone agrees that immersion is the best way to learn a
language.
That's
where I learned terimakasih tetapisai tedakmal.
Which, as we all know, means...
Thank you very much, but I don't want it in Indonesian.
See, imagine
I only learnt that when I went over there.
Yes, imagine how much more, if you went to an Indonesian lafe.
Yes.
Imagine how, or whatever accent they put on.
And
for
I remember rumah sakit, which was hospital.
Don't tell me to suck it, mate. If there's anyone here that tells me to suck it, it's not you.
Imagine if you walked into the cafe. Yeah. Selamat datang. Yeah. Rumah sakit.
Well, I guess if it's on the menu, I will. How much?
Oh, I like it. I've come round to it.
Am I getting the thumbs up?
I think it would be
genius,
good.
Genius.
If perhaps within these cafes they weren't one language specific.
No, I've
so
thought of it. No.
Depending if you were learning Italian or Spanish, there's a different waiter for different things.
No.
Why?
Because I thought the whole thing has to be think. Because then you need either waiters that speak all the different things. It's like when you get a device and they go, hey, not only is it a CD player, it's also a cassette player. It also does all these other things. They never work as well.
Yeah, but you know when you get people from European countries, they do speak. Like, they're amazing. They speak four languages. You could find
why?
Those people.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I've been to four different lafes.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
And right now, because I want to bring to your attention a bit of news from the UK.
Mm.
Have a listen.
Earlier on, in the previous cooking item, I may have informed guests that the doll was in fact vegan. Was, of course, ghee used in the recipe, which isn't vegan. I allowed John Richardson, who is indeed a vegan, to eat some of it. John, on behalf of myself and the Sunday Brunch team, I sincerely apologise and hope I haven't offended you and spoilt your life.
Well, when I'm sick during my interview, then you can take responsibility for that.
Now, that's from Sunday Brunch in the UK.
He fed him ghee.
He fed him
What's ghee?
I was going to ask you the same thing, actually.
Ghee.
What
What's
is ghee?
What's ghee, Sonda?
It's a clarified butter, and I think it's...
What's it a clarified from, butter?
Oh, I think
that's
it's
when
from
you say, is that butter?
Fat.
And they say yes.
Can't believe it's
I'll
not.
I'll Google it. I don't
a
know.
Clarified butter.
I could be wrong.
Oh, so it's not meat. I was hoping it was
meat
sheep's
too.
Heart or something.
Well, that's why you'd think feeding it to a vegan. No,
it's clarified butter, so it must
still
come
not vegan.
Not vegan.
Still
clarified
not vegan.
Butter, I reckon people who eat activated almonds would eat clarified butter.
Wouldn't they? Just. And they have that's the same when they have those coffees where it's coconut and and coffee. What are they called?
Yeah, those bullet coffees.
Yes. Great work.
Yeah.
Welcome to our segment. What's that called again? Oi, what's that one? Oi, what's that? What do they call that when you do the thing? Hey, are people still swilling the coconut oil in their mouth?
No.
Okay.
What was that called?
Swilling?
Pulling oil.
Pulling coconut. Isn't it funny when someone
people
says...
People are still pulling, mate.
When hot people on Instagram tell you to pull something and then you start
You start pulling random things, just hoping you've got one of the things they're going to say. When they say the sentence, you need to pull, your arms go into overdrive and then you hope...
Digging the coconut out, putting it in your mouth. Okay, why are we talking about the man that fed the ghee to the...
Have you ever fed a vegan something?
Well, yes. Unintentionally, though, last week.
Yeah. If you missed it, Bickers smashed a, not just a cream pie, a cake with, have a listen.
I feel like it's wasted that it's not me.
Oh, there we go. We've had a pie in the face. I can't believe it.
It was really quite thrilling.
Yeah.
We were at an event
in front of all our respected work colleagues,
and you weren't being funny.
No, no, I stood next to you. This is so hurtful. I stood next to you.
No one was doing anything.
I stood next to you, waiting to get that in the face. I was going to cop that in the face.
And it was Fifi Box's birthday, so we had a beautiful cake for her. But for a little fun, we thought we'd bring a cream pie cake, and we'd pie Brendan Favola. Only Fev didn't rock up, and then we thought it wouldn't be appropriate to pie Fifi in the face.
Very funny though.
And so.
Imagine that.
She would take it very well, but all of you decided that it wouldn't be funny pieing a woman. I think pieing a woman's just
as
funny.
Pieing a woman is more
from
funny.
Another woman. Anyway, yes. And then I thought I'd pie you, only you moved away. And
I stood there for ages,
well,
mate.
I didn't know you were waiting to be pied. Anyway, then I saw Husey's face and it just made, I've never felt a rush of desire so much.
You could have pied him, pulled him, done whatever you wanted to.
I smashed the pie in his face. Yes. But two things happen. One, I didn't realise because I'm new to this pie face smashing, is that you're meant to just pretty much in a tin foil put cream.
Exactly.
You're not meant to have the pie bit.
No, yeah.
And so I did it with such force, I really shoved
chocolate.
Hard cake there,
and it was
face.
Like a mud cake. It was a brick and he had chocolate all over his nose and that's what he started licking. He started licking the cream and stuff.
Yes.
You smashed cream down the throat of a vegan.
And we only discovered afterwards that I made him non-vegan.
He's non-vegan now.
He didn't have to lick it. He chose to.
Which one are we talking about again? 13, 10, 60.
Husey didn't have to lick the chocolate.
13, 10, 60.
I didn't force him to become a vegan.
I want to know, what food have you smashed down the throat of a vegan?
Oh, that's a bit violent.
What have you accidentally made a vegan taste?
That's better.
That you've gone afterwards. God, that was ghee.
Maybe you had them over for dinner?
Yeah.
Yes, didn't realise.
You didn't realise. Give us a call, 13, 10, 60. What have you fed a vegan?
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
We are... talking about food that you've accidentally fed to a vegan, or in your case, because smashed down a vegan's throat with some real force.
It was accidental. I turned Husey into a...
Cream pie. Which, what, so you mean you didn't mean to throw the cake covered in cream?
I just forgot he was vegan in that moment and I didn't expect him to lick,
and
he did.
Would you say this is an attack on vegans that you've done?
No, it's definitely not an attack.
No.
Chantel.
They get angry, don't they?
Chantel, when have you accidentally fed a vegan meat?
Hey guys, I accidentally fed my best friend a Caesar wrap. We used to go out for lunch every week and we'd be going there for about 6 months, and every time we'd go she'd get the mayo removed and the egg removed, and then 6 months later she was talking to like the waitress that we'd see regularly and she was like, oh yeah, I'm vegan, and she's like, oh wait, you've been eating bacon on your wrap every single time you come here, and she's like, oh shit, she didn't even know.
Because I thought a Caesar wrap... vegan is lettuce. Like, I'm not even joking. That's all.
Well, I guess if you remove the egg.
Because the croutons are probably cooked in, they've got
butter or
they'd have egg in the bread, I would have thought.
And then no bacon, no chicken, just lettuce. That's lettuce. In wraps. Very sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting choice. Let's go, Gemma. Gemma, what happened?
We had new neighbours over and my daughter had a dairy allergy. So I thought, yep, she's vegan. I'll feed our new vegan neighbours some pancakes, cooked up a huge stack, put about 6 eggs in these pancakes, fed them, and then they're like, we've had enough. It's no, keep eating. You haven't had enough. You're skinny. Fed them, I'm not even kidding, about 10 pancakes.
Yeah.
And then the penny dropped probably that afternoon. I said to my husband, eggs are vegan, right? And he's like, chicken eggs? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, no? I was like,
did you tell them?
Oh, yes, I did.
And what did they say?
I sent them a text. They laughed. And now it's our ongoing joke. And they say we're going to come over for vegan pancakes.
I think when you and Carrie both had the same thing, there was no malice intended.
No.
I mean, you did smash a cake in his face, but not
No, it's different.
That way.
It's like when I accidentally fed a friend of mine who's celiac gluten, and then she had the runs and a very sore tummy for the rest of the night.
Mm.
And it was at that point that I realised.
That's because you told me you had a vendetta against her.
No,
right?
I didn't. I thought celiac, though, up until then, if you didn't understand what it was,
yeah.
It's not just I don't like to eat gluten.
No, it's a real
it's
thing.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Broden. It's a real thing. What did you do?
Hello.
Oh, hello, bro.
Hello.
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 Oh, hey, Broden. Oh, hey, bro.
What's happening?
I don't know.
What are you doing, Broden?
I'm having a good time.
I'm just about to go for a rock climb. Long story short, I asked my parents to get me a cheese pizza. Because I was hanging out with my girlfriend, who at the time kind of made me go vegan with her, and they got me a ham and cheese pizza, and so I just decided to kind of go with it and say it was the new Domino's option for vegan ham, vegetarian ham, blah, blah, blah.
Bam. And did she believe
it? Yeah, no, she believed it, and she still doesn't know, and I hope she's not listening now.
But she's your ex.
That's intentional. I don't like that.
Oh, you've turned it,
right, bro. I don't like that.
No.
I don't mind an accidental.
See you, bro.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz. From the newspaper.
Guys, a little quiz update for you. You know how I've been forever complaining about two less questions and the questions are now easier.
Mm.
I think some of the feedback has gotten back to the knuckleheads at the newspaper because there is no extra questions, but the questions have gotten harder again.
So have you done today's already? Is that
no,
what you're telling me?
No.
No?
No, but I had a few days when there was the new quiz where we were getting 7, 9 out of 10, and now we're back to 2s and 3s, guys.
You have had the weekend, though, and you've been partying hard. Perhaps you're just not as sharp.
I'm at my dumbest.
All right.
Find out.
Hit this blunt edge with a question, Jess.
Number one, which Chinese city is called the Pearl of the Orient?
So glad you asked me that. It is... I went to say Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor. No, yeah. It can't be.
No, it's in Hawaii. Which Chinese
Pearl
city?
Of the
It'll
Orient.
Be called Shanghai.
Is that the only one you know?
No.
Wuhan?
Beijing?
Wuhan's
a province. But isn't it?
Was it Asian city?
No, it has to be a Chinese city.
Chinese
so Shanghai's
city.
A good shout.
Shanghai, great.
What was the penny black?
Oh,
not the penny farthing.
The penny black is a pub in Melbourne.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah, but I assume it's named after whatever it is. Sonda?
I don't know.
Jesse, why am I going anywhere else? An author.
Or a penny black.
I feel like it would be...
A convict or something? Like
or
a,
I feel like it would be rhyming slang for something.
A penny black?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like a racetrack or, you know... I don't know. Jesse, anything?
Nah, sorry, mate. I got nothing here.
Gosh, I'm going to quit.
But then are we wrong by saying a pub in Melbourne?
Let's pub in Melbourne.
Put a pub in. I feel like that's right, if it is one.
Great.
All right. Question number three. Richard Starkey is better known by what name?
Hang on. Can we go back
Ringo
to Penny?
Ringo Starr.
Great.
Oh, my God. Good
great.
One.
Oh. Can we go back to Penny Black and say a coffee?
Oh.
Oh.
You thinking Cocoa Black?
I'm just thinking maybe it was a cheap black coffee.
Okay. Sure.
Oh, cool. All right.
I feel like it might have been a Guinness.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Like
that's a better
beer
guess.
That's really dark.
That's a better guess.
So we should just say beer?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Now, question number three. Are we happy with Ringo Starr?
Yep, we
All
are.
All right. Beautiful. Question.
That's right.
Question number four. Kale is a variety of which vegetable?
Spinach. Lettuce.
Oh,
spinach.
Great.
Oh, right.
No, go with because.
No, I don't know.
No, spinach.
Spinach?
It's got more nutrition than lettuce, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. Spinach. All right. What nationality is Agatha Christie's detective Hercule Poirot? Poirot?
He's French,
Poirot.
Isn't he?
Poirot.
Yeah.
French.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think Poirot would be French, wouldn't he?
I preferred it when they were easier.
This has been very difficult
been,
today.
I'm right, aren't I?
I like so this one.
The only thing
the point,
I got right. Yeah.
But the point of this whole segment was the conversation, not the answer. And I feel like we've really had some great chat.
The point of this segment was that the bosses
Can
needed
I jump
segments.
In?
Oh, Marcy.
Just have a sneaking suspicion he's Belgian.
Oh, Perot.
Okay, oh, great. Sure. Yeah.
Hercule Poirot. Okay.
Do you know, you might be Belgian. Let's go Belgium, okay? Great, I'm going to trust you on that. My friends are 11-year-old, no, 10-year-old. This is their favourite thing we do on the radio.
Speaks volumes for the rest of our content, doesn't it?
Would you have thought this appealed to 11-year-olds?
Yes.
Would you?
That's why.
Who knows Perot?
Wow.
11-year-olds?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
All right, in the answers, question number one. Off to a flyer, guys. It was Shanghai.
Good one, hey. Sonda. Amazing.
All righty.
We're not.
We're going to get five.
Question number two.
Yep.
World's first postage stamp.
Oh, the penny black.
Penny black.
Damn it.
Question number three. Ringo Starr.
Great work, Sonda.
Sonda, you again.
Oh, and this question number four is a real curveball. Cabbage.
Tastes just as good as cabbage,
too. Makes you fart just as much as cabbage.
But I think Marshy saved us here. We finish on a high. Is Belgian. Yay. 3 out of 5, guys.
Great job, extended team.
Family.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is a man who I don't think would be scared of coronavirus. Hughesy is with us. Hughes, am I right?
The only thing you'd be scared about is that people wouldn't go to your show and you'd lose money, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to talk to some people in our show who have direct messaged me saying they're not going to my show because of coronavirus.
And what are you going to say to them?
Well, no refund, is what I'm saying.
Have you got, like, the travel policy, the travel insurance pandemic is not covered?
I think it's fair. We live in a safe society, and as we said before, laughter is the best medicine. Please come along and see our stand-up shows. We are touring nationally.
No, I do. We have a 64-year-old woman who is, she just had a hip replacement, and her and her husband have bought tickets, and they're not going to come because they're worried about the virus. So, I don't know what to do with her.
I feel like if you're in the problem is if you give them a refund, you have to give everyone that doesn't want to come a
refund. It's ridiculous to not go out in public spaces at the moment.
I know, so you're really fretting.
Yes. People come to the shows.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that they're starting to turn, apparently. Especially in Brisbane.
We'll right.
I've heard that the Brisbane are really focused on.
I'm going to be in Brisbane next week, and I've just put on an extra late show, so that timing's horrible. 9:30 in the valley, come see me. It's going to be fun.
Well, look.
I feel like if you're going to go 9:30 to anything, you don't really care if you're going to get corona.
I'm going to try to get people to come to a 4 p.m. show. So they're the ones I really
have no chance. Yeah. Who's coming to a 4 p.m.? What day of the week? A weekend?
Why not on a Saturday afternoon do a 4 p.m. show?
How many shows are you doing? You're really trying to get a cram of me, aren't
you? Just a couple. I'm not competing with Tommy. I'm just having my own little festival, all right? But a 4 p.m. is a good time to do a show.
I think it is too. I'm a big fan of a matinee. Mm.
And especially drinkers, Carrie. People who really want to get on it. They can be smashing Jack Daniels by 5 o'clock. Do you know what I mean?
Do you prefer them to come having had a few or come sober knowing they're about to go out for a few?
There's a limit. You want them happy but not, you know, so happy that they don't know where they are. So and I never feel guilty about kicking someone out who's munted or, you know, because they won't remember anyway. So. But trying to get them out can be hard.
I only expect of my audience what I would do myself, so.
Well, they'd be nude then, would they?
They could come in any way, shape or form.
You'll take them as they come.
Yeah. Loud and nude.
What's Ed off doing before you guys
come? He's getting
come
a haircut, so
again,
the man is just.
He just had one a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he's hardly got any hair at all, but he's.
Has this made him more vain?
I saw him dancing to Katie.
Yes.
Katy Perry.
Oh, God almighty. Yeah. He was giving.
He really enjoyed that, didn't
he? Doing a real peacock to Katy. It was like, should have seen once we finished the interview, he was stretching, like, after the interview. Like, it's like, what's going on?
Get that athletic in his dance?
I tell you, he was stretching. He did a full touch the toes right in front of her. Like, she's sitting down and he's touching his toes.
Pregnant woman.
I'm
what's
sitting
he
there
doing?
This is awkward.
Which way was he facing?
Facing her and then full down, but then legs spread and then it was full on.
He was manspreading.
But she seemed to be into it, to be honest. So anyway.
Yeah, well, she's pregnant now.
Yeah, exactly. The hormones are going crazy.
Okay, let's not assume that Katy Perry is into Ed manspreading in front of her.
I'm just saying.
I think you're putting thoughts into her head that aren't there.
I don't know which one came first. Let's not check it.
Anyway, it's all
she's
happening.
She's on the project tonight, actually. Can't
great.
Wait. Yeah.
Stick around, Hughesy and Ed, after 5 o'clock.
She's a legend, by the way. Oh.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up podcast is done for another day, time to think about dinner. Let HelloFresh take the stress out of dinner time tonight, tomorrow, and the next with everything you need for easy and delicious dinners delivered to your door. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.